Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Rotatoes, happy new year! That's right! New Year's. Wow, wild. We did it. 2026, everyone. I hope that you have your resolutions ready and you're ready to rotate out of those in early February. No, I'm joking. You can do this. You can do this. I 100% believe in you. You can do this this year. My resolutions for this year are going to be continue to run as much D&D as humanly possible, which if the back end of my 2025 is anything to go by, that is a lot. So, very, very excited to be bringing you this. This is going to be episode 5, part 2. Very, very, very excited to have you here. Really appreciate it. And I hope that you have a wonderful start to your year and that you get all of the things that you are wishing for. Because all the things I'm wishing for is that you would just go over and check out that Patreon, even if you just sign up as a free member, because that would be so freaking rad to have you over there. We have an amazing community of people. That would be dope as hell. But until then, I shall say, take it away, past me.
Shaddy really quickly jumps in and puts his hand on the guy's collar, and he's like, one more question.
Yeah. Oh, this is the last question? Great.
This is one more question.
From him. We might have more questions for you.
No!
It's crimson because vampires and blood, right?
Oh, man. Oh, Shaddy.
Shaddy. I love you, but what are we doing?
Lucien just looks at the other two of you, just like, confused, but also fearful for his life.
Just answer his question, please.
Okay, yes! Yes, I guess!
Tundra mouths, I'm sorry to him.
I guess, yes. Yes, that's probably the reason that we are called that. Yes.
And thinking that he got like a big confession, he kind of like, let's go with force. And is just like,
ah!
That's right.
He goes tumbling to the ground again.
All right. Up you get.
I can't stand. I'm like a turtle. Please. Somebody help me up.
Get up here.
With what you know, how can we stay out of sight for the people you work for? Where could we go where they wouldn't find us right now?
I'll be honest, that's tricky. That's like a real, that's going to be tough. My organization, they have eyes everywhere. And they won't be taking this lightly. There's almost certainly people who would come looking for me if I don't report back. Not that that was a threat or anything. I'm just trying to tell you the truth and lay the bare facts, as it were. I was informed to tell the Glass Eaters if for any reason you weren't willing to deliver the package.
Where do the Glass Eaters live, Lucien? Would it be underground by any chance?
Yes, usually.
So that would be the vampire that attacked us in the sewer.
Oh, you got attacked by a vampire. That's...
Yeah, it seemed like it had kind of lost its mind, whoever they were.
Well, they do this this sort of blood fasting thing where they... again, they're very extreme, the Glass Eaters. They do this blood fasting thing where they kind of allow themselves to go more feral. It's sort of like a way of reconnecting with what they believe to be the true vampiric form. And then they will go back and, you know, they will drink blood and return to their sort of normal selves and everything like that. But that would probably be sort of one of their... When you say you kicked their ass, they are still alive, though.
Right.
I have no problem with you killing a Glass Eater. That's fine. It's just they are extremely vengeful group.
They don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't take, like, we.
And they want this object?
They want this object, yes, a lot. Like, more than anything.
And they're vengeful.
Yes, and sort of borderline.
And we killed one.
Yes, okay, you're in trouble. Like, for real. Like, if they don't have a reason to hunt you down already because of the box, then they do now, which is not good for you.
How's the Crimson Tide feel about us?
The Crimson Strand do not feel.
Sorry, yeah, the Crimson Strand.
Roll Tide.
We just hired you. We don't have any particular, you know, beef or issue with. I mean, I have a little beef right now.
And you guys bankrolled this for them? Is that the deal?
Kind of. Yeah, we have more connection. We are in a much older, more established group, and so I would
assume. Facilitated the sale. That's the kind of idea.
I guess that's a sort of way of putting it. Yes.
Middlemaned it.
Yes, in order to try and get them out of our city and gone forever.
And they said they'd leave voluntarily.
Yes, they absolutely. Yes, they had plans to leave.
So this is an agreement. If we were to take this thing away, this whole treaty would fall apart. Huh?
Yes, that would be really, really bad for us. And
which how many of them are there?
Of the Glass Eaters?
Yeah.
I honestly, they're quite aggressive. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the sort of deeper catacombs, it's in the thousands.
Oh, shit.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of vampires.
We are lesser. The Strand is more selective about the members that we turn, but we do have many familiars and other types of people within our organization that work for us. You see, this is part of the reason that we want to get rid of these feral, the Glass Eaters. They are bringing disrepute to us. The Crimson Strand has spent a long time sort of recovering our reputation and allowing us to be a part of society. We have plans to move to Vegaside and to obviously stay underground, but still, right? We want to go legit. We really do. But these guys are really sort of fucking it up for us, and it's we just want to get rid of them. They're awful. And horrible.
Where do you guys source your blood from at the Crimson Strand?
It's a mixture of sort of volunteers and...
Volunteers?
And a mixture of volunteers and non-volunteers?
Well, people, we are an organization of far-reaching means, and sometimes in the casino, people can't pay their debts.
Oh, yikes.
Yikes. Does Tundra have, like, historical context for this? Like, can she suss out between, like, which kinds of vampires are a bigger threat to her planet, actually?
I think that the Crimson Strand as a sort of, like, well, maybe not, like, the Crimson Strand specifically is something that you would know about, but, like, the sort of presence of vampires on Darkseid isn't, like, particularly revolutionary, and most of them, like other sort of seeming types of sort of intelligent, you know, monsters or whatever, have integrated into sort of Darkseid society.
Okay.
Were they to go Vegaside or, like, try and go to one of the other planets or whatever, there might be, you know, people might sort of freak out. But, like, generally on Darkseid, it's, like, it's not a situation that, like, everyone's comfortable with, but generally they're accepted. So...
Got it.
However, the presence of these kind of, like, more feral, more kind of, like, cult-like vampires, like, that just wouldn't be good news ever, right? Like, there's no scenario where that would be, like, good for, you know.
So it's like Interview with the Vampire vampires and Nosferatu vampires?
Yes, that's exactly the contrast here.
Nice.
All right.
Nice, thank you.
And the underground systems, are there other things happening in those, or is it going to be mostly vampires down there right now? Do we know?
Is there, like, other, like, sort of situations down there? Yes.
Yeah, like, innocent people.
I mean, there might be the sort of, you know, anyone they drag down there. That obviously is possible.
But mostly it's just, the people underground are going to be the vampires.
Yes, but there are also plenty of people that just sort of choose to live underground as well. It's not just vampires, though from what I have heard, they have sort of encroached on a lot of territory down there. You know, I think it's sort of a hat on a hat, really. Like, we're already on the dark side of the planet that never sees the sun, so the need for them to live underground just feels a little pointless for me. But, you know, who am I to, Yeah, well, actually, I am actually someone who... I don't think it's right. I think it makes no sense. They're a stupid cult of stupid people who are causing a lot of problems. So that's... Genuinely, I don't know what you want to do with this information, as a courier service.
So ideally, the endpoint goal is to get them off the planet or destroy them completely, right?
Sure.
And you would be square with us if that were to be the thing that happens at the end of this. Yes. You'd give us, like, 5 stars?
If you were to act in a way that would result in the Glass Eaters leaving Giantsbane, I am sure that my higher-ups would certainly be pleased with that and would almost certainly give you 5 stars.
And then we could just have this box?
No, we'd probably use the box to destroy it.
Well, you know, that might be...
I might have an idea.
Sure, Ollie, yes. Sorry, I don't think I'm in the place. Okay.
Yeah, you shut up.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Hear me out. We give the Crimson Tide this box. Then we give the Glass Eaters the box. Shaddy gets us some tickets for the cruise ship, and we either guard the box aboard, maybe we can have the Crimson Strand negotiate for us to sort of be stewards of the weapon before they use it. Something like that. Some means to, like, a show of good faith for the Glass Eaters. And then maybe we can foil their plan in a way that means that the Crimson Strand has fulfilled their deal, so we're not in debt to a bunch of vampires who are going to bleed us dry.
Yeah, yes.
The Glass Eaters leave because they made their deal. And then we stop the Glass Eaters from blowing up all the people on this ship.
I think that's a great idea. Or we could just try to trick the Glass Eaters and kill them with this box.
Do you think that you could do that?
No. I think we got to do your plan. I think your plan makes way more sense.
Does the box... Does it kill vampires? It killed me because I have magic in my heart. Sorry, wait. I have magic metal in my heart. Like, I don't...
Magic yeah.
I have magic in my heart.
I have magic in my heart.
If I may jump in quickly, sorry, hello, Robbie, I do think that...
Oh, Robbie Stockton, hold on.
I do think that this plan at least allows us as group to know that this plan A is still the plan, whereas if we don't are not successful in the different plan to stop them before this, then we don't know what their plan is and where they're going to be.
It's a great point.
Right, right. Maybe we'll find out what the plan B is if we work our way in with the Glass Eaters, too.
And then, I mean, I might be a vampire by the time we get to the Glass Eaters, so I could tell them that I'm one of them, and they'll...
Shaddy, I think you're probably not a vampire by now.
Probably is the operative word.
Okay, that's not actually entirely true. It can take up to 2 weeks for a full transformation to take place.
Oh!
See, Ollie? Thank you, Lucian.
Disregard, I'm still concerned for you. Do you have to drain someone to nothing before they become a vampire, or does a bite do it?
Just a bite? What? No. You'd have to, you have to bite, then they would have to willingly take on board the blood.
Yeah.
But, you know, even the bite itself, it still has to be sort of, like, intentional for, like, what you're doing.
Well, there you go, buddy. You're okay.
Shaddy, you're good, man.
Okay.
Does anyone want to be a vampire? Is that the what's happening?
That's gonna be a no for me. A lot of my stuff has to do with the sun.
At the moment, it's a no for me too.
Oh, he hesitated.
You can eventually turn into a bat, just in case that is interesting for anyone. I haven't gotten there yet. I'm sort of trying, but it still doesn't work.
Yeah. Bats that can fly,
as opposed to. Ground bats?
A baseball bat, because you did express your interest in baseball, Lucian. Just to be clear, it's a reasonable mistake you made, given the circumstances.
Given the context.
Lucian's eye is twitching as he's desperately trying not to laugh or say anything that might get him, like, his fingernails ripped off. But he genuinely doesn't know how to respond at this moment. He's terrified. Well, if That was the plan. The idea was that we would have you drop the package at the rendezvous point if you were to stick around for 5 minutes. You would probably meet the glass eaters, if that's what you wish to do. If I could have someone, or I could stay around and make a formal introduction, if that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
But I don't have to. I'm just sort of spitballing.
I think we want that. And then, Shady, why don't you... I think that you gotta lead us in this. I think you have to be the spurned son of the Turlets, whose parents just never thought he could amount to anything.
Oh.
And you're out for revenge.
I gotta
do... You're out for rocker.
Oh.
Yeah, you were a loser that wasn't capable of anything, and your parents picked up on that, right? And they just thought you were the worst.
Your parents figured that out. They sussed that out.
That you are... pathetic little baby man who is unable to grow up and to finally take the mantle that you wish that you could, but you cannot.
Just pretend that all that's happening.
Shaddy's crying.
Shaddy's crying.
Why are you crying?
What's going on?
Shaddy, pretend that's happening.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah, let's do this.
So just to confirm, you want to make the drop and to give them this item... And then you want to try and ingratiate yourselves with them so that you would also be on board the Shades matter.
Yes.
Okay. That is something. Sure. How far do I need to go with you all?
I think you're coming the whole way, Lucien.
The whole way.
what do I say to my people is my question. Because they will be curious.
Personal day.
Personal day? You could let them know if you think they'd be amenable. Because, I mean, we're doing something to benefit your team here. If you want to take this to them.
What if you tell them you don't really trust us?
Oh, now we're talking.
And that you want to keep an eye on us.
I would tell my higher-ups that I don't trust you, and so I'm going to stick around with you to make sure that
just to make sure the job gets finished, yes.
I don't like the idea of lying to they are terrifying vampire lords.
She takes out her dagger.
Who have shown themselves.
Back to your fingernails, and here we go.
To be perfectly foolable, and I'm more than
happy. There we go. That's the ticket.
That's the attitude we're looking for.
There's a sort of, this is a terrifying scenario that I feel I have no way out of, but less.
Lucien, can I reframe this so we can get off of having to cut your fingers off?
Yeah, that would be lovely. Yeah, let's do that.
Let's put it this way. If we can do this, not only will your goal of getting the glass eaters to stop ruining your reputation happen, but also... you'll have done a heroic thing to stop a potential horrific attack.
Yeah.
And what better could be for the vampire's reputation, right?
Yes.
That's
an altruistic good deed?
Brilliant.
For the good of all of the dark side?
Brilliant.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Also, this ship is sick, Lucien.
I have heard, actually, it looks pretty cool. Okay.
Sure you could use, the athletic equipment, all that kind of stuff, man.
We can do this. We can do this. Okay, fine. Marvelous. Yes, absolutely.
If you can sell this, man, if you can sell this to your bosses,
yeah,
you're gonna get promoted. You're gonna turn into that bat you always wanted to turn into. I've only known you for a little bit, but it seems like something you really bemoan not being able to do yet.
It's true. Look, bat! And one of his arms turns into a little, like a bat wing, and he's like, this is as far as I can get. This is it. Look.
Yeah, you clearly have a long way to go.
I realize I should have done that earlier, however, now sort of slips himself out of the rope that was tying his hands. Like, oh yes, I forgot that I could do that.
Ollie loses faith in his ability to do this immediately. Oh man, he could have done it the whole time.
That's so funny.
So, do you just want to wait until the rendezvous time and then we'll go to the crossing and make this switch? This delivery?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does that mean that we have to go and live with them for like a week? Is that like your plan? Like, are you going to stick around with them for a week? Because, woof, that's you know, grim.
You know, maybe it's not as bad as you think it is.
Maybe it's exactly as bad as I think it is. You know, that's equally possible.
Maybe.
Wait, what if, Chaddy, you call your parents? Can we get the, can we talk to someone in power and have the boat leave early? And so we don't have to do it for a week?
I mean, if they answer my call.
Oh, your parents won't answer?
Well, I don't know. You never know with those people. Chaddy starts crying again.
Oh, no.
Chaddy, get out of character.
Lucien comes over and gives you a hug with an arm and then one bat wing to sort of taps you.
He accepts it very, very, very fully.
Lucien also starts crying, like just sort of coming down from the adrenaline of this like really scary moment.
It's just hard when there's powerful people, you know? If there's powerful people and you don't feel like you have any power.
I'm sorry, dude. We're sorry. We didn't want to have to do that.
I was never going to blow fire in your ear.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Everyone makes sense. Everyone's feelings make sense right now. I get it. I totally get it. But what if we left tonight? Right? We should probably leave tonight.
The swap, we brought it forward due to your early arrival. So the swap is due to, the transition is due to happen tonight. We are due to drop this off.
We gotta get the show on the road. We can't just be sitting around here for a week.
Maybe we can take that week and figure out what plan B is.
I was going to say, is it not worth taking some time to figure out what their plan actually is with this thing? We don't know yet what they are looking to do. They might have interstitial targets or anything.
It'll be like a vacation.
Just underground, filled with feral vampires.
And in a high-pressure environment with massive stakes and a bomb.
Yes, that'll be fine, I think.
Great.
So is the party's intention to go to the crossing? It'll be like a couple of hours. We can kind of scoot forward unless there's anything anyone particularly would like to do.
Yeah. No, that's great.
I would love to just maybe take a short rest.
Sure.
Oh, down some hit points.
Of course. Yes, I forgot. Yes, yeah. We are.
And I'm still smiling.
And still smiling.
I still have like...
You still will be the whole time.
Oh, God.
No, because it's 6 hours that it lasts for. So, yeah. I would just like everyone to roll me a D20. Sorry, I've completely forgot the one main dice that we use on the show.
An 18 for me.
A 13 for me.
A 4 for me.
Okay, smashing. So, in the in-betweening time, did you want to try and contact someone in the family? Was that something that you wanted to do, Shaddy?
I don't know that Shaddy would think that far ahead, and he probably is very nervous about talking to anybody from his family. So I don't think he would.
Okay. Is there anything else that anyone would like to do?
I'll check in with Rambi to be like, you got anything for this? You were there for that. You got anything for this?
Well, I think that the main thing for you is just to make sure that, you know, they and you understand the terms and everyone is, you know, okay with you not being turned to vampire. So maybe just make that clear to them.
Great. That's a good insight. I meant more like, do you have any...
Like ability to help. Well, I will... Make sure that we are not tracked, and I will, if we need to, once we have met the Glass Eaters, I'll then, you know, have a description of them that I could use to potentially spy on them at a certain point, if we felt like that was necessary.
All right, Rambi, I know why you're here. That's great.
If we lose sight of Box because they want to take it, you know, for whatever reason, then maybe we could keep eye on it from
Perfect.
Afar.
Love it.
That I'm glad that I'm of service to you. That is good. That is great.
And I can't wait. I'll be making good on our deal.
I expect so, yes.
Right. The way you said that made me a little nervous, Rambi. What is it I can start planning on for you? Let's hear, like, what is our first sort of thing I can start working on in the background?
Well, I think if we are going to maybe to Vega's side at some point, and we want to just have a poke around and see if anyone knows of the compass, it could be a good place to start. It is Vaden is normally a good place to locate magical items. So that would be helpful.
What's this compass that we're looking for? Maybe you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, the compass is the one that, you know, will allow you to Potentially, maybe travel through space-time. That is at least what I have come to believe, and it will be very helpful for the incoming war. But, hey, let's not get bogged down in detail. Am I correct?
The incoming war?
So, shall we proceed to this point?
All right, Rombi, you can be cagey, but I'll get to the center of you yet.
Please, please do. It is a good, vibrant place filled with many happy memories. You just hear sobbing inside of your mind.
Man, everybody's crying today. Something in the air, dang.
So as dusk comes and goes and night falls, I say actually night falls, night always is falling. It's fallen on this side. But I guess the sort of general kind of vibe of the city kind of begins to shift as people, are kind of winding down for the evening, coming out of work, etc. And you travel a little ways outside of the city and towards a more rural area of the city. You go through a place called Black Brick Hollow, which is like these endless kind of alleys and sort of soot-covered buildings, and these clearly some sort of residential area of the city. And you make your way through this, you kind of find yourself, the sort of buildings give way to fields and areas, and you can see that there is like a genuine attempt at like agriculture here, but without sunlight it is almost impossible. So there's few things that are grown. You see the occasional person, like a farmer, kind of casting a light spell and like, you know, housing it in like a lantern, and underneath that kind of light spell there is a few kind of roots, kind of very stubborn kind of root vegetables and things like that that are beginning to grow. And as you keep going, you find yourself at a place called The Crossing. There is a low mist that kind of hangs in the air, and it gets like really cold. I think this is at the point where you sort of realize that the actual city itself and the sort of it, like, it's covered with a dome, and that actually does a really, really good job of keeping the heat in. And as you've made your way now kind of outside of that, like, the cold is really, really intense for everyone, probably other than Tundra, who's quite used to this and kind of grew up in these conditions.
And I have the right kind of coat.
Yes, you planned ahead. I imagine that Shadi is pretending like he's not cold.
Yeah, I'm just like short sleeves and
shorts.
Yeah, you're doing the full dad. You've got socks and like trainers on with shorts. You've got a fanny pack. And you're just like,
yeah, but it's odd. It feels great out here.
I'm gonna throw my paladin's robe over my armor.
Nice.
Try to bundle up best I can. Chilly.
Lucien kind of looks. Would I be okay to just make a brief call? Just to alert my superiors as to where I'm going
No.
and what I'm doing?
Don't trust that.
I think that was part of it, wasn't it? Why don't you stay here and do it?
Yes, that's fine. Yes, of course. And you see that it kind of gets out this sort of small device and so extends out this really long kind of antenna out of the top of it. And
I didn't think it was going to be magical. I didn't think it was a radio.
That's so funny.
It's just got a full one radio. Just kind of goes, this Lucien Morrow, I'm just checking in. I'm with the package and I'm going to the rendezvous point. And he sort of looks at you, kind of covers up the receiver for a second, goes, this is the bit where I'm lying. Okay, don't get scared and kill me. I currently do not trust the courier service. I think that they may have been influenced. So I'm going to go with them to the point and make sure that the drop is made successfully. And you hear like a kind of muffled,
okay,
on the other side. And he's going to roll a deception check. 18.
Oh, okay. All okay. Right. Nice.
Natural 18. He gets plus 3. So
21. Love that.
Goes, you hear a kind of like sort of spurious okay on the other side. And you hear,
do you need reinforcements?
And he kind of covers the receiver again and looks at you like, do we need reinforcements? Like, what's the deal?
Probably not, but I don't know. What do you think? We could always use a couple more people.
But is it like a bad idea just in case things go sour? Like, to just to have some people. Do you know what I mean? Like, what
I know,
if?
But then if they turn on us, then it's just more people to fight.
You're right. I think no.
Okay, but if this... Okay, but if this goes... Okay.
But I don't want to get blamed if it does go bad, right? Do you know what I mean? So I don't want to be the one making the final call on this.
Turner, you're the captain. You gotta meet the call.
Oh my God, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
I think that's a no, but maybe just, you know, make sure someone's on the line just in case, you know, I do need... it's fine. I just believe in myself. I think I can bat this time, so I'll just bat out. I'll be fine. Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, bye.
Bat out?
Is that not okay? Is that not good?
No,
good?
I've never heard it called that before, but all right.
Sure. Yeah, I just was trying it out. I've not done it before, so I don't know if I can. Let's just not start a fight, though, right? We're not going to do that. We're aiming to do. Okay.
Shaddy, I think you take the lead. And Tundra, you back up Shaddy. And I'm actually the most worried about me saying anything because I was born with literal radiant light coursing through my body, and I feel like the vampires might not love that. So right. I'm going to put these on, sunglasses, and I'm going to stand back here and just kind of hold the box.
Okay. So order, where would you like Lucien to go?
In between me and Ollie.
Okay. You make your way onto this large kind of steel bridge that is itself in sort of a bit of a ravine. Underneath, you can see a frozen river that you imagine there's probably some moving water, like sort of further down, but on this top level, it's completely, completely frozen over. And the bridge is, I'd say, probably about 20 feet wide, and it has a railing on each side. And the mist is so that it's very hard to see the other end of the bridge. Lucien will kind of just tap you on the shoulder, shout in, so we just said that we would meet them at the middle of the bridge. Again, I want to be clear, we did say that we would just leave the box at the edge of the bridge. So we should be prepared that they might not be expecting to see anyone by the box. So, just, I don't know, look not threatening, I guess?
Got it.
Oh, no.
Shaddy, like, kind of slunches, and he kind of walks with, like a limp, and, like feels like he's just, like maybe, like, clutching his stomach, like, he has a stomachache as he walks.
It's so funny how not reassuring Shaddy saying got it is. You saying with full confidence, you're like, well, something silly is about to happen if you're saying got it.
Loudly complaining about my stomach as I walk down the bridge. Oh, should have eaten all that gross food.
I love the way that's the way he's taken non-threatening. That's so funny. However, Shaddy is not the loudest noise that you hear. As you suddenly hear the sound of Ollie, it sounds like you're receiving a call.
Are you shitting me right now?
You're receiving a call.
Ollie just out loud goes, you have to be fucking kidding me. Fuck. I gotta go. I'm sorry. I can't miss this call, guys.
What do you mean you gotta go?
You guys got this, though. You guys got this. I put the box down.
No, what are you talking about?
I'm so sorry.
What are you talking about?
I run to the other end of the bridge, get it on the last ring. Hi! And I just put myself quick up against, like, a brick wall.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Fine. So, how have you been?
Everything's been good. Everything's been great.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I'm still working. I'm with my crew right now, but I stepped away to take this call. So I'm here to answer your questions. I certainly would never seek to rush you, but I do have some folks waiting on me, and
Of course. We'll make this extremely quick.
You can just send it quick. All right.
So, how has your last week gone?
Good.
What jobs have you fulfilled, and how would you say you have contributed society?
At this point, we're gonna cut back to the bridge. As who now has the box? Assuming that you haven't run off with it.
we fashioned it into like a like we strapped it onto me, didn't we? I think I wear it now.
Yeah, I think Ollie had
it. Oh, Ollie's wearing it? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so now he's hunched over with a stomach ache and also wearing the box that could kill everybody.
Cool. So we'll say that it's on Shaddy. Yeah, you arrive at the middle of the bridge. You can hear a kind of muffled conversation happening back the way that you came. And you're sort of stood in the middle of this mist. Lucian looks a little panicked, like, what's happening? Why did he just run away? That doesn't reassure me right now.
So I think he's talking to his parole officer.
Yeah.
He's a parole officer? What?
It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Okay.
Or it's a girl. I don't know. That's the only time I've ever seen anyone run that fast enter the phone. It could be his parole officer or it could be a girl.
Well, I guess I hope it's a parole officer. Like, it feels like a crazy time to take a call from just a girl. But maybe. I don't know. I'm wrong. But okay. Well, I guess we'll just... wait here, and as...
Ollie fake laughs really hard in a way that makes it hard to tell which it
is. Yes.
Gosh, you're funny.
They're all, like, tilting their heads, being like, huh, girl, or... Huh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Oh.
And looking wonderful today as well.
I don't know.
Lucian starts taking bets as to what everyone thinks it is. As this conversation happens, though, you do start to hear the distant sort of as you hear footsteps coming from the other end of the bridge. And it takes a little minute for them to come into full view, but you see, wearing a very rugged and sort of worn tricorn hat, this figure kind of emerges. They have an arm missing sort of at the elbow, and what replaces it is a giant sort of scythe, which is almost touching the floor as their hands are down by their side. They wear a long black cloak. You see these kind of human and sort of slightly fish-like appearance as they have like scales and gills on their neck. And you can see that they appear to have sustained an untold amount of injuries. There are like scars and bruises and cuts and wounds all over this person. As they stride into view, they're probably somewhere in the region of 7 foot tall. And this person, Lucian, kind of wide-eyed, kind of immediately takes a backward step and is just like, what the fuck? No. And this figure kind of strides forward and looks at you. I do believe there was not meant to be anyone here. Please state your business.
We have a package that we're delivering.
I'm aware that you have a package. You were supposed to drop it off and to leave it here.
Of course, sir.
But we had people following us the whole time we were here, trying to steal the box. So we wanted to make sure it got to you safely.
I see. I appreciate the extra precautions in delivering this box to me and my children.
Of course, easy.
Shaddy's sort of in this moment is like staring at this guy's eyes and he's like feeling really scared and he's feeling like on the spot. And then he just like flashes, he has like flashes in his mind of like the ship, his parents' ship exploding. And like his like he has these like flashes of images of his like dad like dismissing him from dinner and like all of this stuff. And then he also has flashes of the little priest in the drug bar who pulled him aside and told him,
you have a greater purpose than any who came before.
And he sort of like steals himself and then he like looks the guy in the eyes and he's just like, we know what you're trying to do, buddy, and we want to help you.
see the eyebrows kind of raise slightly as these deep purple eyes kind of pierce into you, as a broad smile kind of crosses his face, and you see that every single tooth in this figure's mouth is razor sharp and looks like glass, looks like shards of glass.
Ooh, I'm scared.
Looks down at you and says, "You wish to aid us." And then he kind of leans forward, so it's like pretty close. "What would you possibly offer me?"
And Shaddy reaches into his pocket and he pulls out his family's card and he puts it in front of the guy's face. And he's like, "Away onto the ship."
"Wait, are you a Turlet?"
And Shaddy, like, sort of finding some confidence in this moment, because he's thinking about, like, how he's trying to do what Ollie told him and, like, really act his emotions. And he's just, and he just, like, nods his head with as much confidence as he's ever had in his life.
Okay, I'm going to need you.
Oh, no.
Shaddy. I'm going to need you to roll me a deception check, but I am going to give you advantage.
Okay.
And as that is happening, we're going to cut back to the other conversation. A little kind of conversation has gone by at this point. I'm sort of imagining sort of halfway through your explanation as to how you've contributed to society.
And I knocked him right off of the tallest platform. And I think that I executed my duties perfectly. This showed leadership. This showed initiative. And in doing so, I think, fulfilled the rubric requirements for relax, parole, check-in, which I know we talked about last time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm just throwing a Hail Mary here. Maybe we reduce the check-ins once a month just as a sort of testing thing to sort of see if, hey, maybe I can't handle it, but maybe I can. You know what I mean? A show of faith, you know?
We do offer that, yes, for some people. However, we do ask for, of course, location tracking. If you would like to ping me your location now, then, of course, we can reduce the monthly check-ins. Yes, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Pinging you my location now.
Okay.
Do you ping him your location?
I'm trying to think why this would be bad if I did it.
Would the vampires know that you pinged their location?
Yeah, is it interceptable? Is it like...
You do hear a... Hey, sorry, this is a crazy situation, by the way, to be figuring out, like, as you're having this conversation.
I'm just saying nonsense while he's talking to me to try to...
cover the silence, yeah.
And I...
I'm not saying like 100% it will work, but if you wanted to try and ping him fake location, then I might be able to do that. Like send the signal to somewhere else.
In my head, I give him like the affirmative on that, and tell him like, you know, try to tell him to send it to, let's have him send it to the shipyard where our ship is.
Okay, yeah, let's give it a go. Go ahead and make me an Arcana roll with advantage.
Okay, shit. Ooh, 21.
Damn.
Wow. Okay.
At 19.
Good rolls. Good rolls.
With advantage really made a difference.
pings up like you're using some sort of VPN, which, you know, Nord or anyone, if you're listening, feel free to sponsor the podcast.
It could be Nord.
Could be, you know what I mean?
Well, it's not now.
But it's not right now, but it could be.
Yes, I can see your the shipyard. Okay. Well, yes, we probably could reduce the monthly check-ins. If
amazing!
We keep this up, that's fine. I just have one last thing that, of course, I have to ask.
Go ahead.
Would you consider doing community service to reduce your sentence?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, good. out. We shall send you times and locations shortly.
Wait. Oh my god. What did I just do?
Cutting back to the bridge. What did we get on our deception roll, Shani?
It wasn't great.
Oh no.
It was a 13.
With advantage, you rolled twice to the highest. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a 2 first, and then it was a 13.
Okay. Oh no.
So you will help us get aboard the ship. And you will help us form the Citadel. To do that, we would require you to join us. Not now, but once the Citadel is formed, of course. Each of you.
Yes. Tundra has her eyes look crazy because she's smiling and she's just nodding yes.
Okay.
I have reason to believe you.
And he turns and looks at Lucien.
However, that is one of them, is it not?
Lucien's like terrified.
just here to facilitate the trade. I won't be mentioning anything. Nothing I have seen.
At which point, Ollie, I can say that if you want to, you can rejoin the group.
Ollie rejoins, head hung low. Can't believe he blew it at the buzzer. And now is waiting for this community service email. Hey.
Oh no, did she reject you?
Yeah, the head hung low. Everyone's just like, Lucien immediately like high fives and takes some money off of Shaddy. You see this terrifying figure now stood on the bridge that they are engaged in a conversation. And he goes,
what is your stake in this? Are you all wishing to come?
Yeah.
You guys didn't tell him about me?
Oh, sorry. This is our... The last member of our group, and he also wants to help you. We all want to help.
I have reason to trust you. I'm guessing sort of how many? Fifth-born, sixth-born child of the Turlet family?
It doesn't matter.
Harboring some resentment, perhaps?
You could say that.
It makes sense for you, but what about the others? Why would this one turn against his own kind? And you two, kind of pointing to you, Tundra and Ollie, I have no reason to trust you. Unless, of course, one of you is willing to prove your loyalty, joining us. That could go some way to smoothing things over.
Let's just say my revenge sort of lines up with the kind of thing you're doing right now.
You also have reason to dislike the Turlets.
Yes.
We, to be clear, don't have any reason to dislike the Turlets, necessarily. It's just that they have something that we need.
Right, but they, and Tundra looks down at her hands, are the reason why my partner's not with us anymore, so.
Shaddy, like, hears that and, like, looks at her and is like, is this, like, part of a, like, is this, like, a like, lie, or is this, like...
Ollie also, what? Wait, what?
Like, is there just, like, something that we don't know? Like, Shaddy's kind of, like, the, like, facade of his confidence is breaking because it's, like, wait, what does she mean?
Yeah, I want to insight roll that. Is that real?
Can do if you want. Yeah. Go for it. And Tundra, if you can roll deception or persuasion, but you don't have to tell us which one you're rolling. It's just you decide whether Tundra is lying.
All I know is that I got a natural 20.
Oh!
Oh, I got a 12. I don't know shit.
You don't get shit.
What do we think it is? What do we think?
I think whichever way your bias is already leaning, that's what you get.
I believe this is real.
Yeah, if you think this is true, then I think that's like, you feel like it gets confirmed for you your suspicion or whatever.
Shaddy knows his family does mean bad stuff because they're freaking billionaires. So he's just like, oh shit. Dad done fucked up. It's kind of what Shaddy thinks in his head.
So kind of then finally turns around to you, Ollie and says, "What about you?"
I mean, I think I knew a vampire or two in D Block when I was in the can, but we got along pretty good.
So you're just willing to join our grand plan just because you knew some vampires?
Is this, does this not pay?
What, this job?
No, dude, we're trying to convince them that we want it. Like, we have a personal stake in going onto the ship.
I'm about to acquiesce for all the payment.
Oh, got it. You got it.
Okay. Does this not... You guys don't pay for this service? Of guarding materials that are sensitive?
You wish to...
How do you keep your organization running? Or is everybody just like a full true believer?
That's sort of the idea, yes. But you're saying that you would be particularly competent at guarding this box. Is that the point you're making?
I mean, hey man, somebody needs to keep watch when you're making the hooch in the can. And I don't mean the prison, I mean the toilet.
So, you both have personal revenge that you seek against the Turlets. And you want to guard the box.
Those are the services I typically offer.
Shaddy tries to, like, kind of jump in and help. He thinks he's helping. He's like, this dude is... Like, look how strong this guy is. This guy has kept us safe for weeks. We've been together. We've run into so many different problems. He's killed a lot of guys. He's like, this guy has no conscience. This guy's a freak. This guy would eat somebody if we told him to.
If somebody told me to eat a guy, count me in.
And the price was right, he would do it.
If the price was right, I'd say, where do you want me to start?
That is certainly sort of part of the MO of being a vampire, yes.
I'll tell you what. If you're satisfied with my services, you can pay me after if you feel I deserve it. I'm willing to take a leap of faith here.
Fine. You see that he digs his, like, fingers into his, like, the palm of his hand. You see that he has, like, on the one hand that he still has remaining, and he has these, like, incredibly sharp nails, and as he kind of recoils back, you see that there is, like, blood filling the kind of palm of his hand. And he kind of extends it out towards you, Shaddy, and says, "So, you agree to join the Citadel once it is formed?"
Oh, he's turning into a vampire dog. He's about to turn your ass into a vampire.
Shaddy turns to everybody. It's just like, is the Citadel like a thing that we should know about? Or is this like, is that like, have we talked about this?
Just pretend. Pretend that you know what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. I'll join the, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you shake his hand?
I grab... do like he did, and I try to like ball my fist hard enough to make my palm bleed, but it doesn't. It just leaves little dents in my hand.
A little markies.
Yes. And then I reach my hand out and I shake his hand.
As you shake his hand, you feel this coldness. It like the it is if you're grabbing hold of ice itself. As you see blood starts to kind of drip down between your hands, and the blood itself starts to flow kind of around your hands, almost like it's acting under a different gravitational energy. And suddenly the blood kind of grips in and forms this like tight bond between the two hands. And he pulls you in incredibly closely. And he says, "This will be the most intriguing of partnerships. I look forward to working together."
Shaddy just kind of like... exaggerates the motion of a handshake and just kind of like looks in his eyes, like kind of lean back because he's like right in his face, just being like, "Yeah, man, excited to do business with you."
Excellent. You shall come with us to the catacombs.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Bring the box.
Absolutely. I would never take it off.
As the group of four of you are led across the other side of this bridge and towards the catacombs, that is where we're going to go ahead and end.
Oh, no, 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 wait, hold on. What if we just kept going?
What if we just kept going?
Did we just agree? I think I just accidentally made it so that I'm definitely going to be a vampire by the end of this thing. Oh, God.
I think you are going to be a vampire, my man. For sure.
The prophecy that I foretold by thinking I was a vampire earlier is going to be come true. Holy shit.
Oh, boy. This is going to be interesting and very excited to see what happens in the next episode. But before we get there and before we get to the Ark Bark, which we'll be doing next week, we'll just go around and quickly ask everyone, like John Mackey, what do you got going on?
Oh, you can find me on the internet at It's John Mackey on Instagram. It's the only social media that I really use. You can also find my podcast, The Brett DeMott Show, with Buddy, wherever you get podcasts. We also have a Patreon. You can also get stuff at my comedy group, Big Grande, at biggrandewebsite.com. So much fun stuff that you can have.
Woo! And then George Primavera, what's up? What's up? How you doing?
Socials are at @DMGeorge_Primavera. Podcasts, check out Hero Club, check out Critical Roles the Reslayers Take, and check out Total Party Skill if you're a D&D freak. Check out Smosh's Smosh Versus series. We just it should be up by now for sure. Played a game of Dread, which is like a Jenga Tower D&D Fast and the Furious themed, and it is batshit insane, super fun on YouTube. Enjoy.
Very cool. And Aaron Keefe.
Follow Quality Time on Instagram. We have a monthly show that is a true variety show that I'm really proud of. And then also check out Hey Riddle Riddle if you haven't yet. It's riddles and puzzles and lateral thinking problems. And we're going on tour this year, and we're going to like 10 cities we haven't been to before. So
whoa, come hang sick. Out.
Cool.
Heck yeah. Sick. Very awesome. Very sick, very awesome, very cool. And you can check out my other show, Three Black Halflings, which I do regularly. We've got a Kickstarter coming up, which I'm really, really excited about. Our first source book. That's going to be extremely cool. Check out Thresher over on Critical Role, which is a two-shot that I GM'd for. Follow me at JW_Cartwright. That's about it for this episode. Thank you so much. I hope that you have enjoyed this, and we'll be back again next week for the Ark Bark, and then after that, we'll be going and jumping into episode 6. Man, things are getting saucy and real. Very, very excited to see where we go next. But until then, George, how do I end these?
Oh, gee, man. Why are you doing this to me?
That's it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.